exactly you are, and what you do, aside from wanting to run for Lagos and so on and so forth. Then we can go to the party issues we want to talk about.
Okay, quick one. My name is Dr. Abdulaziz Olajide Adejiran,
yes,
popularly known as Jando.
Yes.
Egunjimi, you need to... this is Jando.
Yeah, I know. I've seen you, yes.
Exactly.
That's Jando. Okay, Jando.
Yeah. So, you need to start loving that name.
No, we won't. We won't. We've been, Sheriff and I have been quite...
We talked about it.
Yeah. Because it won't change. So get
it won't change.
It. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, I get used to it, but I don't think I love it.
But it's okay. You get to love it.
But what I heard was that you picked up that name from youth, from childhood.
Absolutely. It is. You know, all GDs, they call them Jando, but my own is Jando because I don't like following the crowd.
Okay.
If you go this way, I want to see what is on the left that everybody's avoiding.
Sheriff and I, you know, we just didn't like the sound of it, Jando, you know, but is that, but they say the hood doesn't make the monk. I mean, so.
It's okay. I mean,
we'll get used to it.
You get used to it. So, I'm a broadcaster, actually. I'm one of you.
In the same profession.
Absolutely. I've been a communication expert all my life. I haven't done anything. Okay. I think I'm doing politics now.
Yes.
Okay. So, I run a media organization called Core Media Group. It's the parent company of Core TV News. Mm-hmm. Core TV News is a terrestrial news channel.
Okay.
You know, so I have other things. You know, you have to diversify if you really need to make care because, you know, this is our job. If something is not working here, then you get... So I consult for several organizations, even government, including the government of the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
What about the Lagos State Government?
I used to.
So why did you stop? Did your ambition get in the way?
Well, my knowledge, my understanding, because I took time to study Lagos and administration in Lagos because I was privileged to consult for the former governor of Lagos State, His Excellency, Babatunde Raj Fashola Isin. I worked closely with him, and I learned a whole lot. From there, I started
studying. Did you work with his predecessor?
No.
Was that by choice, or just didn't happen?
Well, I think 1999, I guess I was still in school. I was just coming out of school.
Okay.
So I couldn't have worked with him. Mm. But in 2003, I started, you know, doing something while he was in office. I started my intern, you know, serving then. But then, for close to two decades now, I've been in that corridor.
Corridor of Raju Fashola.
Power, let me use that word.
Well, that's right, since. But, exactly. But are you in constant dialogue with him?
Absolutely.
So, can you publicly say if he's in support of your ambition?
Where, I think...
That's a tricky one, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's okay. As a senior lawyer, I would expect my constitutional rights, you know, to...
No, Agabe, I'm not talking about rights now.
I'm just telling you. What I owe him as a boss is to give him information.
Have you told him?
Of course, he's aware.
What were his exact words?
Like I said, it's my constitutional right. He wouldn't say otherwise.
If he told you that it's your constitutional right, don't you think there's a hidden message in that?
Where? I don't expect more. You know, when you give people information, then it's left for that person to action it or take it as an information.
If tomorrow Philip tells me that he wants to run for governor of Delta State, I give 10 boosters, put it in the air, get excited. But if I now start telling him, well, it's your constitutional right to run, that sends a message, doesn't it?
Yes, of course. Like I said, that's all I need from a boss. First, give him information, what I want to do as an adult, as a Lagosian, and, I mean, expressing my can-do ability.
Okay.
I think that's the most important thing. And because, of course, he's known me for years, and can't but say, I wish you well.
Okay, I mean, I want to save that meaty part till the next time we meet, because there's a crisis at hand now. You're a member of the APC.
Absolutely.
And the Lagos for Lagos movement, is it part of the APC or is your private movement, which might have members of other parties.
Okay, Lagos for Lagos movement is a movement that doesn't know whether you have the APC, you are in the PDP, or...
Because or wherever.
Whatever. But I am of the APC, undoubtedly, and we have majority of us also of the APC, okay? But that's a movement standing on its own. But this movement is within, you know, the party. Because I'm of the APC, that is why everything that we're doing is within the APC. Just for us, this Lagos issue now, if you have to confront it frontally, I don't think we should be speaking, which party are you, which party. We have a common monster in the name of the system, let me use that word, that we should all come together to confront. So that's for us. And if you look at what we are doing within the APC now, we're fighting for everybody.
Okay. Sorry, 1 second. I don't, you know, politicians, you have to put them under control before we move too fast. Now, why did you join the APC? Is it because of your ambition, or you had already been a member of the APC before you now said to yourself, I mean, hey, I want to take a shot at this?
I've always been a member of the APC from AC days, from Action Congress days.
Yes,
before ACN and now APC. I've always been. I've been a card-carrying member of the APC. Yeah.
So the current crisis, on which side of the divide are you?
Well, I'm not... Like I said, we're fighting for everybody, including Tunde Balogun. And I'll tell you why we're fighting for everybody. Because what we are dragging now, which is the structure of the party, okay? I see the likes of Alhaji Tunde Balogun and few others as willing captives.
You understand? You want to capture him?
They are willing captives. We want to liberate them. But in their own case, they love to be like that. You know why? Even the structure that they are fighting for now in all the local governments, everybody on the other side, that structure never worked for them. I'll give you an example. Alhaji Tunde Balogun is the chairman of the party today.
Is he chairman or acting chairman?
Caretaker chairman. He will soon leave. That's not a problem. Is the acting chairman of the party today. So, meaning that he should hold the structure of the party. Unfortunately, he was unable to even produce the chairman of his own local government. So, what's the point? What's the point of fighting
for structure? What do you mean produce?
Let me use this water.
Yes.
If I own my structure, this is what they are fighting for.
Yes.
I want to be the one that owns all the structure in terms of world chairman, you know, and all of those things. And ordinarily, those are the structure that should produce a candidate, you know, within that locality.
But isn't it to his credit that he's a liberal-minded person and didn't impose...
That's what we're saying. I'm saying even all the people within his locality, including him, cannot even produce somebody to represent them. Somebody else must tell them, follow this person.
I see. Exactly. Who do you think that somebody else is?
We're all in Lagos, okay? So
I'm in Lagos, but I don't know. But Sharif, Shemi, you said you're a Lagos boy. Why are you keeping quiet?
I am a Lagos boy.
Who is that? Kekere, tell us who that person is.
Oh, I don't know.
Don't mind him.
I don't know.
So that's just the problem.
That person we are talking about, do you see him as a problem or an asset to the party?
It's not an asset.
It's not an asset.
I think.
Are we going to discount all what he had done in the past and put it in a balance, or we just throw him away and say it's not an asset?
I don't know. You see, when people come around, they would say they are following this person because he has made this person, he has made that, he has made it. And I ask a question: what is his current relationship with everybody he has made in quotes?
Everybody, what is it? You tell me.
Everybody can't be wrong.
So what is the current?
It's there for everybody to see. Everybody can.
No, I can't. I can't. Okay, in your own case, what did he make you?
I am, of course, not.
Oh, he didn't make you.
No.
So we can't ask you
exactly
what you feel about. But he made some people that you know.
That we all know. And he threw up these names all the time. And the question I ask is, what is his relationship with all of them?
Okay, with your guy, with your guy Fashola, what is his relationship with them?
He will be in the best position to say that.
I thought you were close to him. You must have discussed it.
No, we don't have...
When you told Fashola about your ambition, he didn't ask you if you had discussed with leader.
Fashola is a senior lawyer, don't forget.
I'm talking about in politics.
He knows he knows that I've got rights.
Right.
As, you know.
Okay, but did you discuss your ambition with him?
I don't know him.
This person.
I don't know him.
Is it, when you say you don't know him, are you
can we just can we just mention can we just mention the name of this person?
No, he doesn't want to ask him. When you say you don't know him, are you speaking English or Yoruba English? Me or no? Are you speaking? You see, Sharif, the beauty of this discussion is it leaves everybody guessing. That if they don't know, we can't
help them. Yango.
Yeah, it's on deep.
Sharif, what deep? Deep. So you know Senam. You don't know him. You haven't paid homage, you haven't gone to discuss with him.
See, even if I want to act as a party man,
mm.
as a party man that I am.
Yes.
Okay, I'll be guided by the constitution of the party. So in the hierarchy of the party, both at the state and the national level, this person is not even there for me to say constitutionally. If I had to go through,
yeah, he has no title.
Exactly, that is spelled out in the constitution of the party.
Let me just drift a little bit. Do you think that was a mistake on his part? He could have gone for the chairman BOT.
Well,
because now everybody is pulling out the legal card and he's finding himself in the desert.
Well, for me, I'm not going to speak to that. I think it will probably be in the best position to do that. But, you know, we can view something from the outside and I can tell you who is smart and who is not even smart.
Is he smart?
Well, I wouldn't know, but one thing that I
know... You don't know anything.
One thing that I know is this. If I want to take your position...
Yes.
I want to take that position from you.
Yes.
And at the preliminary stage, you asked me and said, Jide, or if you like to call me Jando, give this headphone to Sheriff.
Yes.
And I'll be like, no. And the second I say, okay, Jando, give this headphone to Sheon. And I'm saying, no. Would you entrust me with your seat? That's
I had a Yoruba teacher, God bless him, whoever it is, Baba Adenrukumi. When he get to complex in that, I say, Owe no, Efalashi. Owe no, Efalashi. Okay, so, you know, there's a deadline in the party now.
Mm-hmm.
What I understand in politics is that he who quote and unquote owns the structure ends up owning the party.
Okay.
The way things are going now, what do you think will happen when you have the congresses?
Well, the congress that we had in Lagos, because we were the only group that participated in that congress, and today we want to tell everybody who cares to listen that we own the party. Okay? By the virtue of what we have done in the face of the law of the Federal Republic of Nigeria and the constitution of the party, we adhere strictly to the regulations, rules and regulations and guidelines of that congresses. So, and we're challenging, we've gone to the panel, we've given them all the evidence, and we're challenging everybody to also come up to bring their own evidence to show for it. Uncle Jimmy, you know, Tunde Balogun led APC in Lagos, claiming that they had consensus. Okay, even though we were never invited to say, let's sit down on the round table and share, you know, that's what they call consensus.
Yes.
Even after sharing, you know, the position of the law is that by the time you're done sharing, you then go to the field to affirm,
yes,
to do affirmation.
Yes.
That never happened on their own end. So, because the governor of the state is supposed to be the leader of the party. So, and we expected that he should have led that process by going to his own ward, stand behind the executives of his own ward, and affirm them. Even if it's not consensus, even if it's elective Congress, we should see him do that. Nothing like that. Of course, the governor of the party, I mean, of the state, won't go anywhere without knowing that it's been somewhere, especially, you know, such an event. So that didn't happen. But I was at my own ward, you know. We went there and affirmed those that we sponsored, you know, to be party executives. And we're saying today, we own that party. We're not saying we don't want consensus. If they want to come, they should come forward. We can do 70-30. We can give them 30% and share it among themselves, because we're many. We've got the numerical strength.
This is very interesting. Do you see a crisis brewing within the APC?
This is already a crisis.
It's a crisis, yes. Where do you think it's headed?
Where I think if they are smart enough, they would tread with cautions. And I want to say this, because when we did our registration in Lagos for APC, we reported that we've got 2.5 million members.
Mm-hmm.
We're not contesting that. We know we are that many. So during the local government election, we of the Lagos for Lagos movement, we boycotted that election. We didn't participate.
Why?
Because we know it's the usual style. They are going to unpeak. They are going to do this. So we told all our members, see, as a body, we are not going to participate. But if you want to on your own,
as an individual,
you can go. So that it's not like... And at the end of the day, you look at what happened. Exactly what we predicted happened. That was what happened. So they collected money from people, nothing happened. So at the end of the day, they had that election. We didn't participate. Look at the total vote cast for APC in the entire state was 588,000 votes. From 2.5 million membership. Let us assume that all the votes are members of the APC.
Yes, which
so we are not saying to them that the 2 million that didn't vote is of the Lagos for Lagos movement that boycotted that election. So we are many.
Now, when you say all this, I assume that at some point we are going to get to the head of the crisis. At the head of the crisis, is there any chance that you are thinking of an alternative party, just in case?
Sir, the problem of Lagos is within the APC. And we need...
A minute. Okay. It will pop up.
We need to do the needful.
Yes.
So within that party...
Okay, let me just wait so we can take a break so it doesn't interrupt. You know these things now. You have done this
before. No problem.
So we are going to have to take a break now because I don't like these machines. They just pop up at a time when you least expect. When we come back, of course, we'll continue our discussion. We'll open up our lines. You'll be able to call and whatever. So stand by. We'll take a short break and then we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jimmy Dixon right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Yeah, you welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Dixon, and I still have with me Jando. I think I'm getting used to it. Say it after me, Jando. Back to what we were saying. So, is there a possibility that you might find one of you has to leave for the other at this rate? Do you think you can work together with these people?
Let me put it this way. At first, it will be their own choice to choose whether they would love to be thrown into the opposition in the next political dispensation.
How do you think?
Because if you have a membership base of 2.5 million
within the party,
and 500 is saying we are the owner of the party, and you're looking at the other 2 million and saying to hell with them. So what do you want to get yourself into? Opposition on the streets.
So are you saying that the 2 million will absorb the 500, or that the 2 million will kick the 500 out?
You see...
Or the 500 will run. He who fights and runs away lives to fight another day will leave.
You
which
see,
one?
This thing is lie on the national body of our party. They are the owner of the party. So they sent in an appeal panel to look at what is happening in Lagos. So we've presented our case before them. So it's for them to then come back and say, this is, you know, our findings, and this is what position we want to take as a party. However, if we are not comfortable with whatever position that they have taken, we can approach court of competent jurisdiction. You see, we have choice either to go the violent way, which we won't do, like what is happening in Osun. We rather wait, you know, go through the process, and the moment they are not done, we will then do the next thing to go to court.
But even if you do go to court, hypothetically, what if you lose? Do you have a party on standby, like a briefcase party near, or you can hire? I know there are parties for hire.
Uncle Jimmy, yes. You know what I'm going to say to you? What we started 6 years ago, we didn't start it just for us to be a flag bearer of a political party. No. We started it just for us to be on the ballot, win election, and form government in the year 2023 for Lagos State. That's all I was saying.
One thing I must say about my observation of you so far is you seem so determined and confident.
Absolutely.
And I wonder where that is coming from. Is it just a bubu? Is it a shakara thing?
Go to shakara, I'm a mushi ni mi. A mushi born. From the day you were born, you are independent. You're going to hustle for yourself, struggle out, and believe in yourself. The belief of God in myself saw me here today. And trust me, I'm not leaving that belief. I'm going to be the governor of Lagos in 2023, from May 29.
Shama, if I want to see. Unfortunately, Okunzwa is dead.
You know, sir, even if Afa sits somewhere and tell you I'm praying, no, you have to back it with work. We've done a lot of work.
Okay, I'm trying so hard not to break the promise that I made to you. When you do come back and we talk specifically about how, you know, I don't want it to be a double interview, a double discussion. So I'm trying so hard. But from what I got, who are the top people within the party who are with you? Any member of the GAC with you?
I will say to you, Uncle Jimmy, that all members of the GAC, their mind is here. But they can't, because of the obvious.
What is the obvious?
We all know it. They can't do.
Okay, let me rephrase for you. Now. Let me rephrase for you so I can understand. What you're telling me is that, in spirit, the members of the GAC are with you. That means that behind the scenes, you've been having the discussion.
You want to hear the bitter truth, Uncle Jimmy?
Yes.
Everybody in APC today wants that change badly.
So why can't they all stand up to be counted?
Hey, Atija Atimu, you know, Niegbomi. It's so hard. But we understand. For us, we understand. You see, in less than 2-3 days, you know, they pass that bill, we rubbish all they have built. You understand? We understand. We know it. We do understand. And we're not fighting anybody. We're fighting the system. We want to change the status quo.
Is all this attributed to just one man?
Well, I mean, there is no how you won't have co-travelers. You know, there is a Yoruba saying that you have some.
Well, there will be co-travelers, of course, who
are benefiting from the back system.
Who want to benefit, and then there will be those who are waiting for the crumbs to fall off the table.
Absolutely. Exactly.
We know all that.
Yes, we know.
But I wonder why every time I bring in somebody like you, you always get an impression that this one man.
Okay, let me,
is it mass hypnotism?
Okay, sir, let me do this, sir. Let's look at this. We've got GAC everywhere in all the local government.
Yes.
Okay? But they have never been... They've never for once determined who represent them within their own locality. I'll give you one example.
Yes.
Just recently, we had a re-election, a by-election in the Lagos East Senatorial District. We've got 3 GAC members in that district. Mm-hmm. You understand? One of them former deputy governor. Right. Now, when that by-election, you know, the guy that died, this is our guy, and the 3 in Ikorodu were unable to, on their own, throw up one of them to take that ticket. Unable. So
we had to travel all the way from Ikorodu to.
We now ask somebody who was an MD of a bank doing very well, who just posted over 200 billion profit, to come and pick the ticket for that one. Whose interest is that person? I'm sure he's my very good brother. I'm sure he doesn't even know his word until they ask him, go and take the ticket and run. We can't continue like that. You think they're happy? They are not happy, but they can't but smile.
Why didn't they resist?
Sir.
Okay, so
aside that, in their 70s, going to 80s, and all of that. Am I worried that that one will eja? Waburu Tony, a wooly ola elumi.
This man is very determined, Sharif.
I can see.
I hope we don't have any quarrel with him. I hope you don't owe him anything.
No, I don't. I don't. Honestly.
All right, we are going to. Don't worry, okay. We always fight a bit of humor in this particular area. Yes,
he's meeting the famous Sharif.
The famous Sharif. Okay, we are going to open up our lines now. 0700-993-993-993. And the female line is the line that females call. You know, women, they have their own line. 0146571190. Now let's listen to this call from a very quiet, you know. We'd like to take as many callers as we would. Let's keep to the subject, okay? He's coming back. He's going to come back, then we'll still talk about Lagos. So don't bother about that. So let's stick to the subject so we can have a nice, robust discussion and we don't get distracted. And if you disagree with him, please mind your language. Even if you agree with him, mind your language. Let's all just be careful and let's have a rollicking time. I'll take the first caller. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, how are you?
It's called a female line.
How do you know? How do you know if it's female or male?
That's a man.
It can't be too sure.
That's a man.
Yes. Are you man or woman?
Man.
Who's calling?
Yeah. I know too. Let me just go where the man says. See, they have 2.5 million registered votes in APC.
Yes.
It's not possible.
Membership is
never get more than 800,000 votes.
But that doesn't mean they can't have as many members.
It's not possible, man. Don't let them be just carry figure one which we not have in Lagos State. Don't let them be carrying it at all. It's not possible. Go and check the voting list in governorship or presidentialship. They never have more than 800,000 votes.
They are not talking about votes. They are talking about members.
Exactly.
Members, because you come out and vote now. Elections.
It's different. What you're arguing is not completely different.
It's different.
There's no need to muddle things up. Thanks for calling, by the way.
Okay. Sorry.
Another call.
Hello.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning. What's your name, sir?
My name is Olumadi Oladipo. I'm calling from Mojodu.
Yes, go on.
Yes, I greet Jano.
Good morning.
He greets you too.
Sorry?
Good morning.
He's also greeting you, yes.
Okay, yeah. I wish him good luck.
Yes.
Thank you.
I wish him good luck. But for him to say he doesn't know him, come on, in APC Lagos State, I wish you good luck, Jano. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So is that all you have to say?
It sounds like a threat.
Sharif,
it sounds like a threat. Like,
do you recognize the person?
No. But I think people will give different meaning to the word, I don't know him. You understand? Because you ask me a question, did you go to, you understand? He wouldn't say, he knows me as well. Like
yes.
We have met like, oh, I know that boy. Or you understand? But
yes.
I know where he's coming from. So, but you see, because that's why I said majority of us, we are willing captives.
Hmm.
You understand? Even they enjoy being captives, and that's, you can't take that away from, that's what you want to be. It's fine. But some of us who are saying, we won't belong to that school of thought. You shouldn't have anything against it. It's my choice that I don't want to be in that net.
Yeah, and I give you a lot of credit for it. We're a bit alike in that manner. Two things that Tafi Jora wants in. One is that I'm also a very determined person, and I'm not giving to... I like the fact that you came out straight up, you know. What's scenario, they don't vote for you, you go back to your house.
Absolutely.
You have a job to go back to.
Absolutely.
And yes, like Reggie said, so I must give you credit, but I hope that if... I know you don't want to hear the word if. You'd rather it be when. But I would simply use the word if. Because Sharif, my guy, has told me that I cannot, I must not take sides.
No, you cannot.
You told me that I'm saying the same thing.
I'm reinforcing it too.
Yeah, first I said I cannot take sides.
No, you cannot.
But I can say that I like him.
Not on air.
Boy, you can say that.
I can do that. I like his interpretation.
Abi, you can do that on
Let's
air.
Let's take another call. Look at that. Lines are buzzing, yeah. Man. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning to your guest.
Morning.
So I have a voter card. I haven't been crazy about APC.
Yes.
But I would consider voting for him based on what he said today.
Thank you very much.
My question to you is, what do you think of Balogo Eko and the things he stands for? He says on his videos.
That's an interesting one. Have you heard the gentleman?
Yeah.
I think he's on Instagram. He's on...
Yeah, yes. It's everywhere. You see, again, that's his own expression, you know, which I... If you have information, if you harmed... You know, they said knowledge is power.
Yes.
You would... And especially if you are angered by the whole thing. Some of us will go that route, okay? I think that's the best way he can actually express his own concern or knowledge. So I'm doing my own in such a way that it's not enough for us to have our say. We should have our way.
Are you in contact with him?
No. I don't even know him. We've not met.
Neither do I.
But
I don't miss a lot of his broadcasts. Sometimes I don't agree with him. But most times he raises issues that should set you thinking. Unfortunately, typically, elite and those who should be concerned pretend as if... I asked one commissioner the other day, I can't remember who he was. He said he doesn't even know him, and I just smiled. But if you look at if you study his followership on Instagram, he's picking up, he's picking up. And one can't run away from
the issues. Speaking to issues, yeah.
Yes, that he raises. I think to a large extent, he's very clear-minded. Like I said, some I don't agree with him. For example, in the issue of the Lasso VC, let me say that.
So you don't agree with him in the issue of Lasso VC?
No, the Lasso VC in the sense that it must be an indigene. But this process, I believe, has been seriously compromised.
Absolutely.
Yes. What I'm saying is that, that it must be an indigene is one fact, but that it has been seriously compromised is another. And I think that gentleman who's been in government for 20 years and whatever, and his wife is now part of the whatever, I believe that he could have handled this whole thing much, much better.
That's what you get if people don't know when this is a terminal point. Move back.
When this his current appointment was coming on, I was against it more for him than for anything to say that, hey, if you knew your wife was going to run for VC, then why didn't you step aside before
exactly.
that? You should understand the politics of your people.
Yeah.
And these are the things that lend credence to the fact that there's impunity.
Absolutely.
So even outside the party and whatever, we see a lot of this.
A lot.
And we see things that happen that, you know, that make you wonder. Look, I couldn't have been in government for 20 years. Why would I have been in government for 20 years anyway? At that level, going up and down like a yo-yo, and then now, present. I think...
I don't know who you're talking about.
Neither do I.
But for 20 years, I'm sure...
Neither do I.
I'm sure children of his colleagues will be sitting with him in... State Executive Council now.
You're not the children, one of them is mine. Well, let's leave that.
That's the annoying part now. They're now passing the baton to their own kids. What about those that have been working at grassroots level?
A lot of that is also happening in the APC, where it's always children of this or cousin of that.
That's what
you get. And you turn all the other members of the party to as if they're servants. Bankunjo, and it's rotating in the same... Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's the same... When it's time for reps now, going to reps, the son of Sherif should do this one. The son of Jimmy Disu should do this one. The cousin of this. And we see why... What I can't understand is... Why members of the party themselves could not stand up to this all along? God, am I there none?
You see, Uncle Jimmy, this is why you see us going everywhere, calling our likes. You know what? You see these two major political parties in Nigeria today, APC and PDP. They will continue to rule this country till their kingdom come. if nothing is done. Look at what they do. They jump. Not, it's just the same set of people. So if you think all of us say, ah, Jonathan, Buhari again, we're saying, oh, Buhari is this. They've forgotten that what informed APC taking the federal, you know, was the five PDP governors and what's his name, Atiku, that left PDP that time to join the APC. You know, you lose a state like Kano, where Kwankwaso left. You lost the caliphate state of Sokoto. Kwara in the north central. If you remove Kwara from north central, what is left?
Yes.
If you remove Rivers from south, what is left? If you remove Kano from northwest, what is left? These are the guys that won that election, you know, for APC in 2015. It was the implosion within the PDP that informed. So the same set of people formed the other government. What we're saying now is that we should use our numerical strength as young people to populate these existing political parties. You know why? Okay, in our own camps, in our own party, there is a Fuad Oki who is not happy with the system.
Yes.
Okay? Who knows how they carry out all the shenanigans, yeah? We have to draw him closer.
The corpses are buried.
Exactly. We have to draw him closer. So you are angry, we are angry. We are complementing what you have with our own numerical strength. Let us wrestle this power.
Are you in are you collaborating with him?
He's my egbon.
I know that's what he is, yes, but are you collaborating with him?
There is no how, because he's doing same thing that we are doing.
Yes, but are you joining forces together?
We just have to. We have been
You have talking. To, but have you?
Of course.
But you've been talking.
We'll continue to do that. And we'll get to the point where everybody would have to come. And
what has Fuad Oki told you about your ambition?
About my ambition?
Yes.
It's my right.
No, everybody knows. Look, listen. Everybody knows it's your
so
right.
So it's not... If but, he but, says to me that, Jide, go ahead. It's not enough for me to go and sleep in my house. And say, okay,
No. What I say, what he has told you is... if all these people you are telling me, if all they have told you that is your right, yes, you should be worried.
I'm not worried. No.
You can do without them.
I can't do. That's why I had to tell them. You see, what this game, Uncle Jimmy? I'm sure the moment you leave here, you know, you didn't say to me that, you didn't go ahead, I'm going to. You are agreeing that, okay, this guy, but by the time you leave this microphone, you have one or two people that say, see, that boy, I think he's determined. Let us follow him. That is not for us. You don't need to come on air to say it or to say it to me. But if you have a relationship, I should give you information. In case they ask you, you can say, yes, Osofumi.
That's the way politics goes.
If anybody now asks you behind, I say, what do you think about him? It's then his own choice to give his own assessment of the boy and how he's playing the game.
Okay. Let me take a last call and then we'll round up, because anytime from now, the takers will be, the heads will soon start popping up one by one. Hello, morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, who's calling?
Hello.
Morning. Who's calling?
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, JD.
Good morning.
Hey, Jando, my governor to be.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I like your confidence.
Thank you.
Thank God you mentioned Chief Fuad Oki. JD, there's one young man at Itirek at SCB. I want you to work with him. He's called Samuel Adeshadi. Another APC member who believes in doing the right thing.
Okay.
People like Moiz Banire, Kayode Opeifa, Dr. Jide Idris. Get those guys.
They're my boss. All of them.
Crocodile, you the butcher in the public at times.
All right. Thank you very much. We have to round up. Jando is going to be back here towards the beginning.
It's so sweet in your mouth, Uncle Jimmy.
Yeah, it's sweet again. Now. Jando is going to be like Urukon. But do they call you JD or JB?
It's Jando.
So he said JD. Who was it? Maybe
that's you.
I'm JD.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's what everybody calls you. You don't know.
What do they call you? Kikiri?
No, they call me Sheriff. They call me Sheriff. Everybody calls you, so you don't know.
I know. But it's my grandson's one that I love the most. They call me Jimmy D2. Okay, that's where we landed for today. Thank you very much, for coming. It's a nice privilege to meet you. I must say that I'm very, very impressed by your determination and boldness, and I hope it pays off eventually. If anything at all, I want to see leaders that show a lot of confidence and hunger. I don't like waffling people. They irritate me. And he shows a lot of confidence. I've seen a lot of him in the media, and I wish you all the very best.
Thank you, sir.
Whether I can cast my vote for you, Sheriff will not allow me to.
No, you.
But usually on election days, we'll be at work.
So no, you have a break time. You quickly go and vote and come back.
Well, yeah, maybe.
When you like one share, you know, but I'm not sure. I'm a good time to vote. And I would like to come back and speak to policies. We're not just going for power. We know what to do with it. So I would like to come and tell
that makes
people
it very dangerous
what
man.
We are doing differently.
That makes you a very dangerous man.
Yes, what we are doing differently.
I remember a former head of state saying that I've been on that seat. I know the power that lies there, mm-hmm. and this gentleman knows how to use it. I will never forget that. So that's why we'll end it for today. Tomorrow we'll be back. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Tomorrow is Dear Bumi Day. And all I will tell you about my guest tomorrow is go to my Instagram page. And you know that. Tomorrow, if I were you, I won't listen on the radio. I'll watch on YouTube and Facebook Live, because you really must see what might go on in the studio tomorrow. You don't want to miss anything. Thank you very much, Jando. And Shehu Abi.
Shehu, in the studio.
That's where we learned it for today. We'll be back again. Let me thank Sheriff. You know, Yorubas can greet people. I know that one is still hiding until he gets vaccinated. Every time I'm on here, he's always hiding behind the pillar. By the way, I think the roll-off of vaccination starts again tomorrow in Lagos State. So take advantage and get yourself vaccinated. Right, so I'll see you all tomorrow at 9, God willing. Bye.
Okay. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.